For the first time in decades, the United States is about to change the way it defines who is poor. The new definition offers an altered picture of American life. It may find that millions more Americans live in poverty than previously reported.
The official formula defines poverty by comparing people's income to the cost of an emergency food diet. That formula remains in place, and it will determine the distribution of government aid. But a new calculation is intended to take into account other rising expenses like medical care and child care.
Undersecretary of Commerce Rebecca Blank says the new measure will provide a more subtle understanding of poverty. She spoke yesterday on NPR's Talk of the Nation.
Different people will use these measures differently. And, you know, there will be healthy debate amongst folks as to, depending on what the question's being asked, which of these measures should be used.
And the new formula will adjust for geographic differences. Right now, the poverty line is the same whether you live in a low-cost state like South Dakota or a high-cost state like New York.